my name's Sarah Kibble, and in my normal life I'm an acupuncturist, but I also run speaker events for people in our community, monthly speaker events and social events. And I just wanted to help the World Council for Health this weekend because I think what they're doing is really amazing. So I offered to come and volunteer. So Nick, the general manager, asked me to run the shop stall for the World Council for Health merchandise.
So who are the World Council for Health?
Someone yesterday said that he describes them as the alternative to the WHO.
Well, there needs to be something because it is being taken over, isn't it, the World Health Organization, as many of the UN bodies at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know how much they've kept information out of the mainstream media. And for me, as a health practitioner who's always wanted to get everyone to realize the benefits of all levels of medicine, not just Western big pharma drugs, but my vision has always been to get people to take responsibility for their own healing. And that is what this organization is about. You know, Dr. Tess Laurie's vision has always been about getting people to see the benefits of taking control of their own health. And that's part of what this weekend is about.
Look, some people characterize acupuncture as almost like voodoo, sticking pins into people. I mean, how can that help you? Surely it's better just to go to your normal GP.
Well, I think over time people are realizing that they're not necessarily going to be fixed by a medicine, and that medicine might create side effects. So they might want to start to take responsibility for their own health, particularly as the NHS is struggling. You know, we all know how much the NHS is struggling now, and I'm hearing about people waiting 12 hours in A&E, etc. So I think more people are realizing that they need to take responsibility for their own health rather than waiting to be fixed.
So what are the sorts of ailments that you think acupuncture could really help with that maybe people don't realise?
In a nutshell, everything. I mean, literally, I get a whole rock of different issues, and I might go through themes of back pain or sciatica or anxiety or gut problems, IBS, a whole rock of things, basically, short answer. And also people who've been injured by vax-related issues, vaccine injuries, I'm treating as well.
Can you say you've got any really successful patients that you could say, wow, this person's done really well because they've come out of the normal system and they've come to me?
Yeah, I obviously make sure that they realise that I am not giving them medical advice. I'm not telling them to stop their medication. And my aim is to support them in that process. If they want to reduce Western meds, that can be possible in conjunction with my treatment. It's about them having informed choices that there are other options beyond big pharma drugs for me.
Now, there's a lot of talk about big pharma. What's the real problem with them?
They're in it for the money, and they don't care about the side effects, because we know that they keep vast amounts of money aside for court cases because they know people are going to sue them for the side effects of their drugs, and we know that they don't care about that. Whereas holistic practitioners like myself and like the people that Dr. Tess Laurie is working with, We're trying to empower everyone. That's our vision, and that's why I've got involved with this organization, because we're trying to get people to take responsibility for their own health and not rely on what big pharma's telling them they should or shouldn't do.
It's the profit motive, isn't it? You've got a book you seem to be selling quite a few of here, saying The War on Ivermectin. Now, this is been talked about a lot, hasn't it, during the pandemic. And I wonder if you could just say why there has been a war on ivermectin and what it is.
In the early stages of all of this, two years ago, because Dr. Tess Laurie lives in Bath, and a lot of us in this area were active in Stand in the Park, she was coming to talk to us to spread the word about ivermectin, because she genuinely couldn't understand why the government was pushing the vaccine when so many people could have been had their issues relating to COVID effectively cured by ivermectin.
Even last week, the BBC is talking about ivermectin. They say it's a horse dewormer.
Well, because then the big pharma are not going to make any money from this, because Merck gifted the patent to the general public a long time ago. So big pharma will make, companies like Pfizer will make vast amounts of money from the vaccines that they've been selling to all these countries. No one's making any money from ivermectin. It's not in their interest to promote it.
I mean, how could a horse dewormer help a human with COVID?
You're going to need to ask someone who's more technically minded than me.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, I had ivermectin myself when I had COVID. In fact, my wife said, why didn't you have some ivermectin? And this is when the Omicron variant was around, and it kicked it out literally within about 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
So it seems to have some sort of serendipitous effect. So it's not just used for horses, it's used for humans too around the world.
Well, the fact that it was historically an antiparasitic drug but miraculously cures COVID has to make us wonder about the underlying makeup of the COVID, the jab and COVID itself. We have to wonder about the alarming links between that and ask, why does an antiparasitic drug magically cure this bizarre pandemic issue?
Anyway, look, if someone has got a complaint, they're not happy with what way their doctor, GP is dealing with it, or a hospital, where's a good place to kind of come and contact the alternative health community?
Well,
maybe just through your own, you know, acupuncture, that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yes, of course, there are practitioners like myself who can give people a wider picture of it's always my vision to give more information to people so that they feel more empowered. And if my treatment isn't applicable, then I will obviously pass them on to someone else who's more relevant. There's still a lot, obviously there's a lot of information online still about the benefits of all of our treatments. We are aware that over time Google obviously restricts, because we've always known that they will limit the search engine choices for the broader scale holistic treatments.
It could be as simple as Big Pharma paying Google to have an algorithm which makes these sorts of alternatives to Big Pharma disappear.
Yes.
They do that in politics. We know that with the political candidates. But anyway, do you think that we'll ever see a day when NHS treatment includes these kind of alternatives?
Unlikely, given the cutbacks in the NHS recently. And I am getting more clients coming through my door who haven't been able to be treated by the NHS because of the waiting lists. I get people coming, like, for example, I had someone, a new patient last week, who gave me the list of meds written down, and he didn't even realize he was on blood pressure medication. And what happens, because the NHS is so cash-strapped, I will get people coming in who have been on medication for a long time that they shouldn't be on anymore, because their doctors haven't got time to check what they're on and what they're not on. And people have been taught to believe their doctors and not questioned. So when their case isn't being thoroughly checked, they're taking a lot of meds that aren't beneficial for them anymore. But no one's got time to properly sit down with them and see what's going on for them. So because my treatments are an hour long, so I will know their cases much better than their GPs will, even if they've had that same GP for 20-odd years.
It's pretty rare nowadays, isn't it? But anyway, so how do people contact you, and how do people contact the World Council for Health?
Through our websites. I have a website. I have clinics here in Bath and in Tetbury and also in Corsham. So, yeah, well, if you put Sarah Kibble acupuncture in the search engine, you will get me. And World Council for Health, the same. They've got an amazing website and a lot of information across Telegram, etc.
Okay, Sarah, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.